How big are flitters? Do flitters cover the whole bottom of the...
You can make them cover the whole bottom, or you can put them out in spoonfuls and make them about the size of your hand, mm-hmm. if you want.
And how do you eat those?
Oh, you can eat them with butter and jelly and anything the way you want to.
Now, that isn't the same thing as the kind of thing that you make with, that you make in a skillet and put syrup on.
No.
What are those called?
Pancakes.
Yeah, but you, mm-hmm. the flitter and a pancake, those are two different things
yeah.
in your mind. Now, but you mentioned yesterday of they're very thin, and they cover the whole, I don't know if you mentioned it, but they're very thin, and they cover the whole bottom of the skillet made with cornmeal, corn batter.
That'd be cornmeal flitters, mm-hmm. I reckon.
Do you ever call them hoe cakes?
Hoe cakes, yes.
Is that the same thing as
Yeah, I used to make hoe cakes.
Are hoe cakes different from flitters?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you just make the same thing, but see, flitters is made out of flour. Hoe cakes is made out of meal. I reckon I read it right.
Okay, now you think of the flitter then as made out of
flour.
So a flitter then, that would be like a pan. How would that, I still don't see how a flitter would be different from a pancake then. You said corn flitters.
You make hot cakes.
Okay.
You call them hot cakes to eat with syrup.
Yeah.
That's made out of flour.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But the flitter and the whole cake, is one thinner than the other?
Yeah, you make them thin, you know. They're not good to make them real thick.
What's that, the flitter? Or
yeah.
How about the hoe cake? Is that thin, too?
Yeah, no, it's better to be a little thick.
A little thicker than a...
Yeah, flitter.
Than a flitter. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make anything in a... did anybody ever cook things? Now, you said you used a baker. Where they really put it right down in the ashes of the fire and they cooked it?
Well, you put the ashes out on the hearth.
Mm-hmm.
You put your, well, it's not ashes, it's coals, live coals, and then set your baker there, grease your baker, you know, and then put your cornbread in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put the lid on it, then cover the lid up with live coals.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the live coals starts to die down, you put fresh coals on there and your bread's baked.
Did anyone ever make anything called ash cake?
Ash cake? My daddy's baked them many a time.
How's ash cake differ from...
Well, you just, you roll, you make your dough, you know, and then you roll it in a cloth.
Uh-huh.
Put that cloth, you know, and roll it, and put it in the ashes and cover it up. A little while it's done.
I see.
Ash cake.
And how big are they?
Oh, you can make them. You don't make them too big, you know. You don't take too long to bake. Uh-huh.
Is that about the same size as the corn dodger or bigger?
No, you don't make them as big as a corn dodger.
Okay. Now, did you ever make anything with cracklings or from rendered lard?
Yeah, we've had crackling bread many a time.
Now, how do you... Tell me
we
about...
We love it.
Okay, did you make that?
Yeah,
Tell me how you make crackling bread.
Well, you grind your fat out of your pig, you know, when you kill the pig. You grind the fat, and then you put that in a can, you know. It gets kind of brown.
Uh-huh.
And then when you make cornbread, you take a couple of big tablespoonfuls of that and put it in your cornmeal, stir it up in your cornmeal,
uh-huh.
and bake it, and you've got crackling bread.
I see. And then how do you just bake that the same way as...
Just bake it in the stove the same way.
All right. Did you ever make anything with fish grease?
No, I
didn't. Make these, roll these things up in kind of little balls or very small things that fry them in
No. Fish cake? Oh, you mean canned fish?
No, I was...
Not
no,
salmons?
No, this is like if you're frying fish. Do you ever fry fish?
Oh, yeah, I fried fish yesterday.
Well, sometimes they use the grease and they put some dough and maybe put a little bacon or... onion or something in it and roll up these little balls of dough, of cornmeal.
Well, I never did make any like that.